Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Say goodbye to the food police and hello to peace. Welcome to the Love Food Podcast, hosted by dietitian and food behavior expert, Julie Duffy Dillon. This authentically engineered series is in the form of a love letter welcoming you to reconnect with food. Now pour a cup of coffee or a margarita and let's begin. Hi, and welcome to episode 148 of the Love Food Podcast. I am Julie Duffy Dillon, registered dietitian and partner on your food peace journey. I am so glad you're here. Thank you for connecting today. So where are you on your food peace journey today? Is it bumpy, constantly going uphill? Is it going in loops over and over again? Do you ever look over at a fellow food peace traveler and wonder how they make their recovery work for them? Something that I regret is my lived experience is probably not like yours. I've never been marginalized because of my body, and I'm not in recovery from an eating disorder. I certainly am surviving this really crappy, fatphobic, thin-obsessed, and young-obsessed culture. Yet, again, I've never been marginalized because of my body. So I chose a letter today from someone that, I don't, for those of you who are just wondering, like, how do other people do this? Maybe people who are a few steps ahead of me, how are they making this work? I think those are really important words to hear. If you have the chance to ever join something like a support group or just some kind of group that centers this conversation, I think it can be really powerful. But I appreciate that that's just not something that everyone has access to or time to do or lives in an area where this happens. And so I chose this letter today because it's someone who wrote a letter back in episode number 64. It's an episode that I shared with Judith Matz, and the person signed the letter as stuck and scared but wanting to change. And I was so delighted to open this person's email this morning. And honestly, I've had a really tough week. You know, it's been a harder week for me. And reading this kind of email really lifted my spirits. But I just also so happened to go into the hosting place that we podcasters use to host our podcast. And I noticed that I actually found that the Love Food Podcast has surpassed 1 million downloads. Holy moly, this was such an awesome achievement for us. You know, this is this lowly little podcast that started back in January of 2016. And wow, I can't believe it's been downloaded over a million times now. And why that has happened? Well, that's because of you, the listener, have supported me, and you've shared the work, and you've allowed other people to have access to the food piece conversation, and you also have written these really amazing letters. Do you know one of the most common questions I get when I talk to people who listen to the show is, do I actually write these letters? And no, I don't write these letters. These are real letters from people just like you. And so, yes, these are real. And the one I'm going to be reading right now is real. And I can't wait for you to listen to it. And so this episode is going to be a little bit different. If you're new to the podcast, well, welcome. Thanks for joining the party. We've been having coffee or margaritas, whichever one you choose, for a couple years now, but we really want you to join us. And we hope that this letter helps to just illuminate your path ahead. And we invite you to hang tight for other episodes that have letters that we sift through that are more typical, or go back into the archives. You can get to all my episodes at juliedillonrd.com. And if you're wanting to listen to the episode that this letter writer today is referencing, you can also get to it in the show notes. Before we get to this episode's letter, I want to fill you in on something. I have been looking for ways to help support the show for a long time. And one of the things that I've experimented with is sponsorship from things outside of my own practice and courses. You always hear me talking about my PCOS and Food Peace course. And I also am looking for other ways to support the show. But here's the sticker, or stickler probably is the better word. This is what keeps that happening. I'm really picky on who can support the show because I don't want anything that has diet culture sitting in it, even in disguise, to be featured on this show. So I have basically just come to the conclusion that there are not going to be any other sponsors that are good enough for you and me. And that's okay, because we need to make sure that we keep this space here really, it needs to be therapeutic. It needs to be the voice that we need in order to continue on this food peace journey. So what I have been doing, as people along the way over the last few years have been like, Julie, how can I support you? What else can I do to help support this podcast? And so I am getting together a Patreon community. I haven't set it up yet, but I just wanted to let you know that because I want to know, what would you like to get from it? Is there anything that you would benefit from outside of this podcast and my blog posts, the things I do on there, and then also I'm active on Instagram. But is there anything that you would like to see, that you would like to support in a Patreon community? I would love it if you could shoot me an email. You can do that at lovefoodpodcast@gmail.com. And let me know if you have any ideas or anything that you'd like to see within that type of community. All right, enough of all of that. Let's get to this episode's very special letter. Did you know that every time you listen to an ad on this podcast, you help cover the cost of producing Find Your Food Voice? Thank you to our sponsor, Equilibria Daily Women's Microbiome Defense. Because of them, my team and I can continue our independent podcast. Equilibria is a women-owned wellness brand with unique science-backed products that help bring your mind and body back into harmony. EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense is a 3-in-1 capsule that supports your digestive health and promotes gut barrier protection. It also promotes optimal vaginal pH. These probiotics were chosen because they are studied for women's health. And I love that you can subscribe. So if you find that Equilibria's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense helps you can subscribe so you don't have to think twice about running out, and also save 25% off. I just started taking the Equilibria Daily Women's Microbiome Defense after a trip overseas that made my GI tract kind of funky. I am hoping that it helps make things just a little bit easier, easing back in. And also, as a woman in midlife, I'm always looking for ways to help with vaginal pH. If you are not in midlife yet, just be aware, it's a thing that is around the corner for you. So head to myeq.com and use code FOODVOICE for 15% off Equilibria's Microbiome Defense and much more. That's myeq.com and use code FOODVOICE at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. All right, let's get back to the show.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Dear Food, I wrote you back in episode number 64, and so much in our relationship has changed since then that I wanted to write you again. I was so terrified when I wrote that letter, so scared of what lay ahead and unsure of whether I could do what needed to be done to recover from a lifetime of disordered eating that had left me at rock bottom. But I write you today saying that I'm on the other side of that mountain, and sometimes I still can't believe it. It's not perfect. It never will be. But that is the beauty of life. We will always struggle, and there is beauty and meaning and so much learning in that struggle. So I wrote you, and Julie and Judith Matz discussed the contents of my letter with such care, kindness, and compassion. It meant so much to me, and I felt more validated that my struggle was real and that I needed help. I ended up finding a wonderful eating disorder therapist in my hometown. She was a huge support during the really hard parts of my recovery and helped me to challenge my beliefs and made me realize, or at least begin to digest, the fact that my worth as a woman and a person in this world does not depend on the size of my body. I have to say that when I wrote that first letter, I never thought I'd be able to internalize that as truth. I wanted to share the three pivotal parts of my journey, and my intention here is to try to speak to those who feel as I did back then, that there was no way I could ever stop dieting, and there was no chance that I could accept my body if I was not thin. For those of you who feel as scared as I did, I want to let them know that it is possible. There truly is freedom on the other side. It involves taking some big risks, lots of trust in the process, as well as grit, patience, and commitment. Number one. The first part of my journey involved letting go of all rules around food, which was terrifying, literally like jumping off of a cliff and hoping that I'd be okay on the other side. I would say for me, this took a few years, and the beginning was so rough. It felt out of control and so awful at first, and I just had to keep going and trust that I would be okay. Over time, things slowly started to shift to the point where today I literally eat whatever I want. I no longer question my food choices and rarely feel regret over what I've eaten. I crave, quote, healthy food a lot more than I ever thought I would. And when I want something like treats, I don't think twice. I have ice cream and chocolate and cookies in my house all the time, and I often don't even think about them. My hunger and fullness signals are so much stronger than I ever knew they could be. And it feels so good to see foods that would once set me over the deep end. And now, if I want them, I eat them. And if I don't feel hungry or I don't feel like eating them, I just say meh and leave them for others to enjoy. I can honestly say I never thought I'd have that kind of freedom. Number two, the second part of my journey was body acceptance work, which involved beginning to undo the beliefs that I had about a woman's value and really questioning why people in my life do value or love me, and eventually realizing that it truly has nothing to do with how I look. That took time, but I continually remind myself that since I stopped dieting and my body changed, not one relationship has been negatively impacted by it. I still have wonderful friends, laugh my head off, have a great marriage, have sex, go to parties, and spend time with family. Changing my social media feeds was super helpful with respect to body acceptance. Seeing strong, smart, and incredible women of all shapes and sizes owning their shit and unapologetically living their truths, that continues to be so helpful and inspiring. Doing this work also got me thinking about how I would want to be remembered after I'm gone. And I asked myself, do I want people to say, oh, she had such a great body, such small, tight thighs, and she worked out so hard? I can say with 100% conviction that is not the legacy I want to leave behind on this earth. I would much rather it be that I truly loved and cared about those around me and tried to live a true life to who I am and to my values. Number three, the third important part has been self-compassion. This was another critical part because we can be so cruel to ourselves and we would never talk to others the way we speak to ourselves. Self-compassion means that in times of trouble and inner conflict, which is basically all the time, that we talk to ourselves as we would speak to someone we love, a good friend, a child. So as I let go of food rules and my body inevitably change, instead of using words like gross and disgusting when I looked in the mirror, I worked on being more neutral and accepting. Changing that inner dialogue to a much kinder one was a real shift for me, and I continue to work on that every day. This doesn't mean I look in the mirror every day and think I look beautiful. What it means is I can now look in the mirror, and even if I don't like what I see, I can say, okay, I don't love how I look today, but oh well, I'm still going to go to work, hopefully accomplish something productive, have some good talks or laughs with colleagues and friends I cherish, and then come home and share a meal with my family and love and be loved. How I look today will have no impact on any of those things. So there you have it. No more food rules, accepting my body, and practicing self-compassion. So many big hurdles, so much change, and here I am on the other side of it. When I wrote you back in episode 64, I never thought I'd be where I am today. I know that this journey will be lifelong, and I'm completely okay with that. I can't and won't ever go back to that way of life. To those values I had internalized that were really never my own. To a world of body shame and unrealistic beauty standards. I am committed to the ups and downs of the road ahead of me, now that I know that my beauty and value lie within. I choose freedom. I choose to live my own truth, and I choose to honor all people and all bodies, including my own. Love, the previously signed, stuck and scared, but wanting to change. So there you have it. There is the follow-up letter from episode number 64. Thank you so much, letter writer, for letting us know and giving back, helping to illuminate the path for those who are just right behind you. They, I think, will be fed by your words, and I hope it like fuels people to continue on because you are so worth it. All bodies deserve respect and are lovable, including yours, no matter what. All right, so one thing I didn't mention to you earlier is that I gave food the day off. Food didn't need to write back, I felt like, after this letter. And I just wanted to thank you again for all of your support over the last few years. Something that has always brought me so much joy is when random people come up to me that I don't know who say they listen to the show, or I'll find out a friend of a friend's mom or aunt or something like that will say, hey, they listen to your show and they love it. And that just makes me so happy. So I actually want to say hello to Mrs. Resnick, my friend Jennifer from college. She just let me know that her mom listened. So hi, Mrs. Resnick. Thanks for listening. And I thank you, listener, for listening and supporting me and just giving me the mojo to keep going. Please stay in touch. And if you have not written your letter to food yet, what is holding you back? I would love, love, love to read your letter. And even if you don't want me to read it on any episode, that is fine too. Just make sure you note it in there. But I would love to read your letter to food. And if you allow it, I would also like to make it into an episode. Because as they always used to say in school, if you have a question, someone else probably has the same one. So if you're experiencing some kind of speed bump or some kind of block, or you're exhausted at a certain point on your journey to reclaiming your relationship with food, well, you're definitely not alone. So I would love it if you could write a letter to food. And if you want to do that, just send it over to lovefoodpodcast@gmail.com. All right. Thank you again, everybody. Thank you, listener. I appreciate you so much. And until next time, take care. Thank you for listening. I am Julie Duffy Dillon, and this is a Love Food Podcast. Do you want access to more food peace? Jump on over to my website and join my email list. There, I share exclusive content that I don't share anywhere else. Get access to these tips and strategies by going to juliedillonrd.com/sign up. And I look forward to seeing you here next week for another episode of the Love Food Podcast. Take care.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.